Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our morning podcast on the big news story of the day. This is Obuntika Ghosh, Senior Associate Editor with The Print, and today we discuss something that is on everybody's minds. When will India start vaccinating children against COVID? While price talks for India's loan-approved vaccine for children in the 12 to 18 years category, ZyCoV-D, continue, questions about which childhood comorbidities to cover on priority and which documents to accept as proof remain unresolved, delaying any concrete blueprint for vaccination of children. Over 40% of Indian population is aged below 18 years. The NTAGI, the National Technical Advisory Group on Immunization, which is the highest technical body on decisions of this sort, is said to be having spirited discussions on these questions. Questions about who to cover and how to ensure that the process is both easy for parents and foolproof. The government is waiting for NTAGI to finish these discussions before finalizing any plan for vaccinating children. Meanwhile, talks with Zydus Cadila are still on. Zydus is the manufacturer of ZyCoV-D, and there are high hopes of the two sides, that is the government and the manufacturer, reaching a consensus on the price very soon. Zydus's vaccine ZyCoV-D is approved for children between 12 to 18 years of age. Bharat Biotech's Covaxin, currently being used in the national program, has also been recommended for use in children as young as 2 years old. The Covaxin data for young people is still being examined by the Drug Controller General of India, and the vaccine is awaiting emergency use authorization for use in people less than 18 years old. Without a firming up of the list of comorbidities, there is not going to be any clarity either on the number of Indian children who can hope to get a vaccine this year. This even as schools in most states have switched either to offline mode or to a hybrid mode where parents can choose whether their children want to attend online or offline classes. For those without comorbidities, officials say that it is likely that a wait for a vaccine could extend to 2022. Dr. N.K. Arora, chairman of the COVID vaccine working group of NTAGI, sent a one-line reply to the Print's specific queries about the number of children who can expect to get the vaccine this year and the numbers that have existing diseases and would need an early cover. Work in progress, he wrote. No list finalized, unquote. Niti Aayog member health Dr. V.K. Paul, who is also co-chair of the National Expert Group on Vaccine Administration for COVID, did not respond to specific queries on this. A member of the COVID-19 working group said that discussions are on, but it is expected that the documentation for vaccinations in children would be similar to what was done in adults. In April this year, when India opened vaccinations for people aged over 45 years with comorbidities, a prescription from any registered medical practitioner was acceptable as proof of the disease. The prescription would have to be uploaded on Cowin and the beneficiary would get the vaccine. Subsequently, in May, when vaccinations opened up for all adults, that requirement was automatically done away with. A member of the NTAGI Working Group on COVID-19 Vaccines told me, and I quote, "We are clear that children who have comorbidities should get the vaccine on priority. We are hoping to use the same system as we had done for adults, but we also want to make it as simple as possible for parents. This is what we are discussing right now. As for Covaxin, we have not seen the data yet. Yes, our recommendations are taking a little time, but that is not the only thing that is holding up vaccinations of children. Do you know how much the Zydus vaccine will cost?" Unquote. While the question of how much the government will procure ZyCoV-D for continues to be negotiated 2 months after the vaccine received emergency use authorization, there are also concerns about how many doses of the vaccine will be available by the end of the year that are clouding a decision on prioritizing children, accounting for 10% dose wastage and the fact that this, unlike Covaxin, Covishield and Sputnik V currently in use in the national program, is a 3-dose vaccine, the available stockpile of about 1 crore doses would be sufficient to vaccinate only about 30 lakh of the estimated 55 crore children in the country. That is why the question of which comorbidities to cover in the first leg of children's vaccination is so crucial. It has been over 2 months that ZyCoV-D was approved for emergency use, but the government of India has been unable to reach an agreement on the pricing of the needle-free vaccine that uses a special and expensive applicator to deliver the shot. Each dose of ZyCoV-D consists of 2 shots on either arm of the recipient. On the other hand, while Covaxin has been made much of as a completely indigenous vaccine, only 11.68 crore of the over 100 crore vaccines administered in India so far are Covaxin. This means that even if the necessary approvals come through for use in children, rolling out vaccinations with just Covaxin and Zycov-D may lead to the same situation as had happened in June-July, when there were persistent reports of vaccine shortage from across the country. This obviously is something that we will hear much more of in the coming days, and the print will keep its eyes sharply on the ball. This is Avantika Ghosh signing off for now. Do not forget to share, like, and subscribe to the print.